Today's question is about dry skin. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to us from Louie, and he says, is there anything I can do to protect against dry skin? And thank you for this question, Louie. Ayurvedic medicine has a lot to say about this. So first of all, if you're interested in learning more about Ayurvedic medicine and your dosha, I have several yoga classes on this, and I'll link to that in the show notes so you can learn more about that. And also I'll link to some quizzes so that you can figure out what your Ayurvedic dosha is in the show notes. Also, if you're looking for a good introductory book to Ayurvedic medicine, then I recommend Deepak Chopra's book, Perfect Health. Ayurvedic medicine sees humans as a reflection of the larger macrocosm of nature which they are a part of. So our internal environment is a part of our external environment. As a result, the five elements are within each one of us, and you can probably pick out all of the five elements around me here. Ether, air, fire, water, and earth work in balance in our bodies. The sun. Yep. Dry skin could be a sign that your water element is out of balance and you may be dehydrated. People of a Vata constitution in particular often have skin that is cold, rough, dry, and cracked. And people of a Vata constitution don't tend to perspire too much, and perspiration helps to keep your skin soft and maintain the flora of your pores of the skin, and it also helps to maintain your skin's elasticity and tone. Dr. Vasant Lad, he says that. So for an aggravated Vata condition such as dry skin, not only is it important to stay hydrated, but massaging with sesame oil, which you can get at the health food store. Don't get the kind that at the grocery store. Get the kind in the skin section, not in the food section, because in the food section, it's like usually it's kind of flavored for eating. That's not what you want to put on your skin. It's very strong and pungent. So you want to get the stuff in the skin section. It's really, really thick. And you can put it on your skin, and it's very calming too. It's recommended that you stroke it upwards against the grain of your body hairs to facilitate the penetration of the oil into your hair follicles. This technique is favored because Vata predominant constitutions have dry skin and closed follicles. And a really good practice for Vatas is to put sesame oil on your feet before you go to bed, because they tend to be quite agitated people, and this helps them to fall asleep at night. There's a little extra for you. Make sure your food is moist and well lubricated. Of all the doshas, you can afford to eat good quality butters and oils liberally, so go for it. Soups are a good choice for Vatas. Finally, Vatas are most affected by emotional and mental stresses out of all the doshas. So the Vata dosha is the most easily aggravated. Vatas are always on the go mentally, and the positive side of this is that they are incredibly creative. The negative side is anxiety. This inability to slow down and get grounded is a common imbalance for Vata predominant doshas and often shows up in your skin, literally sucking the vital juices from your skin, hence dry skin. Therefore, your yoga and your meditation practice is incredibly important to balance the high levels of emotional and mental stress common to the Vata doshas. So even your yoga and meditation is important to your skin and helping to lubricate your skin. So here are some classes that I recommend for Vata doshas and will help with your dry skin as well. Yoga for grounding, yoga for anxiety, and they're both available on my membership site. And then a free class, Namaste Yoga 192, Yoga for Stress and Stress Relief and Relaxation. So those are my best recommendations for you. I'd love to hear from you as well. What are your tips and tricks for dry skin? Leave it in the comments below. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. And if you know somebody who would benefit from this video, then go ahead and send it to them. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.